Thank you all for all your great coverage and sometimes criticism, but not too often. Of course, that goes with the territory. And we want to thank you for the way you've covered the club and the way you've focused on these young players. I think you've told the story, and thousands of Marylanders, Baltimoreans, of course, are pleased that they have a team they can support very avidly. And they're going to do that, I'm sure. And these young men, and certainly Buck and Dan Duquette and all the other officials of the organization, have done a spectacular job. And we're all very thankful, as we are to you, the press and broadcasts and so on. And as far as the local team here is concerned, we just want to tell them we'll be back next year. They better get ready for it.
You have to be incredibly happy with the way this year turned out.
I am, very much so, especially for the Orioles, which, as we all know, is an institution in Maryland. And for a long period of time, as you gentlemen and ladies have stressed frequently, there was a long, long, arid period with respect to how we produced on behalf of the fans and you gentlemen who cover the sport. And I hope this is an indication to you that we mean business, and in the future you can depend on this kind of a performance and hopefully even much better.
Mr. Angelos, are you planning to give an extension to Buck Showalter?
Well, now, that's something that hasn't come up. But if they're interested in staying, nobody's more interested in keeping them than I am. And certainly I speak for everyone in the organization. To have Buck as the manager and Dan Duquette as the GM, you certainly couldn't ask for a better combination.